Duval Ford, Jacksonville's first and only family-owned Ford dealership, presents the Duval Ford Heavy Metal Hour on 1010XL, 92.5 FM. Here are your hosts, Richard Too Tall Tackett, Brian Super Duty Margetts, Bruce the Wizard Arms, Eric Parts is Parts Rakers, and Bob Big Wheel O'Reilly.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Duval Ford Heavy Metal Hour on 1010XL, 92.5 FM. Thanks for listening. It's a beautiful day in paradise. We're delighted to have you with us today. Thanks for listening. I'm Bruce the Wizard Arms, and we're broadcasting live from the big number one Duval Ford Platinum Studios in the Hogan Road Command Center. I'm joined by Bob Big Wheel O'Reilly.
Good morning, everybody.
Bob is the area's number one expert in medium-duty trucks, and by area, I mean the entire freaking universe. In the booth today, Andrew Gibson of 1010XL's Midday Chalk, a.k.a. Agent Gibb. We call him the Gibber. How you doing?
Doing well, guys. Happy Father's Day. You guys both fathers, or are you?
One of us.
One of us. Not
That's
me.
The wizard.
The wizard is a father. Happy Father's Day to you.
How about you, Andrew?
I'm not. Not yet.
Okay. Well.
There you go.
Something to look forward to. Both of you.
I'm a great uncle.
There you go.
We got a great show for you today. We're going to catch up on some stuff that we meant to do back in April, but let's do some necessary housekeeping, Bob.
Let's do some necessary housekeeping. Well, we kind of forgot, didn't we? But some of that is the walk to ALS, to defeat ALS. It's only 39 weeks to the next one. And I tell you, every week, ALS is not a weekend event. Research for this disease is one of the most underfunded in the world. And we use your help to do that. You can help also at ALS website at WEBALS.org, Jacksonville.
Spit it out, Bob.
Sorry, my screen isn't going so well. And Facebook page at www.facebook.alssouthflorida.com. You can register to walk in either address, make a donation, a pledge, or to the walkers or to the teams. And visit our website at DuvalFord.com. Please like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/DuvalFord. And if you have any questions, want to make a comment, give us a call at 641-1010. Or text at 641-1010. Thank you.
At the bottom of the hour, we'll have Magic Mike Murdoch join us. And we've got Eric Parts is Parts Rakers on. I was going to go to our sponsor, but let's get Eric on the line real quick. And we'll get General Truck on at the end of the break. All right?
Sounds good.
Eric, you out there?
Morning, guys. What's going on?
Hey, buddy. Thanks for calling in. We had some great stuff happen this week at Big Number One Duval Ford, and I wanted you to help share it with us. You were a member of this year's leadership group, and the graduation was yesterday. And what exactly is the leadership group? I know you were involved in activities throughout the entire year, and tell us about it.
Well, we called it LDS, and in our business we always have an acronym, but that's part of the Leadership Development Series that our company, our owners, and the CFO and everybody else put together to develop our leaders. It's their commitment to train us and getting into that intimate setting where they can get us in a small room and we can learn about the business through just some different aspects and different mindsets. And it's a program where you get nominated by the previous class. Once you get nominated, they send you out. We went to Chicago this year and visited Dave Anderson. But after that, then we meet once a month. We are given homework where we have to read a book, and we talk about that book, and we go visit guest speakers in town. We visited Wolfson Children's Hospital this year. We went to there was a bank that we went to and visited as well. That was great. We got to meet all the head guys there, and we get to talk about the business and what made them successful. So again, it was wonderful about the mindset. No, and also we got to learn other managers within our company itself and develop a relationship with them that's going to be really career long. That was a great thing. That was one of the benefits that I got. But I really enjoyed it. And the ceremony yesterday was wonderful. We had a dinner the night before.
You know, Rick, I think the ceremony was wonderful. Probably a lot of people don't understand or know how big Duval Motor Company is. I mean, we have four dealerships. We have Duval Ford, Duval Honda, Duval Acura, and we have Subaru Gainesville. Then right. we have Dana Safety Supply, which does all kinds of stuff, police right. cars and equipment. And then we have
and Dana Safety Supply has offices up in Georgia. We've got them in Montana.
And U.S. Auto Credit huge. Is the main office is here, but I think they're in 39 states. So mm-hmm. you're talking about managers coming from each one of those organizations to be a part of the leadership development.
Yes. Yes, yeah. I am. So there's a lot of people I didn't know, and there's some that I did. And it's nice to get a different aspect of the business, really, in everything that we do. And you get different opinions on how to manage people and how to manage customers. And, you know, it's great. I'm glad they put us in that environment for us to learn that way.
You know, I got to sit in on one of your meetings because we were touring the new facility. It was like 6 months away from completion, and it was awesome. It was like we really ought to do this with the whole company. But yesterday you guys graduated. Congratulations. You got a nice little iPad Pro.
As a reward
for your year. And then we got to listen to a really fantastic speaker, Anthony Robles, who is a wrestler. He didn't start wrestling until he was 14, but he ultimately won the 2011 NCAA Individual Wrestling Championship despite being born with only one leg. Yeah. And despite not even starting the sport till he was 14 years old, and started off pretty poorly, but in his junior and senior year of high school, went 96-0.
And that's crazy.
I haven't read his book yet. It's called Unstoppable: From Underdog to Undefeated: How I Became a Champion. What was your take on his little talk yesterday?
I'd tell you what, he talked about the grind a lot, and especially from a gentleman that's standing up in front of you, and you can tell he's not the same as you and I. He's missing his right leg, and he's talking about the things that he's accomplished. And I was just in awe, but he was talking about the grind and how he would never give up. And one of his things that drove him to where he was at was, and I think you probably remember this, Bruce, too, from his speech yesterday, was his last match that he had, his junior year, his first year that he wrestled. He walked over the coach, and he lost, of course. But he walked over to that coach, and that coach said, good job, the opposing coach. And he said, good job. But he saw something in his eyes. And he saw that the fact that he knew that he was going to win, the guy kind of felt sorry for him just because he had no one leg. He wasn't the same as everyone else. And I guess it developed this rage inside him that he's going to prove everybody wrong, and he's going to overcome this thing that he has. And it's all about that drive and that grind. And that's what I got out of what he was talking about. I thought it was wonderful. Because it stayed with him all the way through college.
You know, one thing I really enjoyed about his talk was, you know, you were talking about the grind, but he was able to describe the downs in terms that we would all understand.
You know,
being ready to quit, being ready to, you know, just sitting there and fuming with yourself, and I'm tired of this, I'm not going on, and talked about the struggles he had internally and what he did to overcome them. And, mm-hmm. of course, you knew he did because it was just because of his record, but listening to him talk about that was awesome. Hey, Eric, thanks for joining us today. Enjoy the rest of your day off. Happy Father's Day to you.
Thanks, and you too.
Have a great weekend, sir. Thank you very much.
See you, everybody.
Thanks, everybody, Eric. This portion of the Heavy Metal Hour is brought to you by General Truck, your source for truck bodies, trailers, and truck equipment. Take it away, Bob.
Hey, folks, Big Wheel here. This segment is brought to you by the wonderful folks at General Truck Equipment and Trailer Sales. You know, I'm called Big Wheel for my love of trucks, tractors, and my guy Jim Porter helps me build some of the service body, vans, reefers, flatbeds, dump bodies, helps me engineer some of the most demanding government builds. And you know government, lowest price always gets the business. So for all your trucking, builds, upfitting, tractor collision needs, give Jim Porter a call at generaltruckequipment.com and call him at 904-389-5541 or visit him at generaltruckequipment.com and tell him Big Wheel sent you.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, General Truck. We're going to take a little break. You're listening to the Heavy Metal Hour on 1010XL 92.5. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Kick off your week with Breakfast with Boselli. Tony Boselli, Dan Hicken, and Jeff Prosser. Breakfast with Boselli is brought to you by Carlson Enterprises, Jacksonville's first choice in roofing. Monday morning at 8:15 on 1010 XL.
I'm Craig Morgan. Everyone knows that Mother Nature is my playground. And when I hit the trail, I drive hard. And Mother Nature, she hits back even harder. Linex protects my vehicle inside and out with the toughest and most durable protective coatings and accessories on the market today. Guaranteed to withstand even the harshest of elements. I've learned that anything worth protecting is worth overprotecting. Because when protection matters most, I Linex it. Ask for it by name.
Wizard here. Go see our friend Eric Kronforst at Safari Truck for all your Linex needs.
Welcome to Subway.
Hi. I'd like,
Let me guess. The usual. Come on, mix it up a bit.
Who are you? My conscience?
No, your stomach. Let's try the hickory turkey and bacon melt. Tender turkey breast, crispy bacon, melted American cheese and veggies, topped with a smoky hickory sauce.
Oh, wow, that does sound good.
See, we should listen to me more often.
Introducing the new Hickory Collection. Try it with turkey and bacon or rotisserie-style chicken. Bold flavors from a better Subway. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Real estate is heating up every day. If you're selling your home, you'll choose a realtor and estimate your home value. But have you thought about the company you want to handle your closing? Ask that question first. You, not your realtor, make the closing decision. My name is Keith Crockett, and I'm an attorney specializing in real estate law. I'm in Jacksonville and Ponte Vedra. Call me today for your free home closing cost estimate. Crockett Law PO, putting the professional back into your closing.
Hi, it's Lauren Brooks from Helmets and Heels. We know one of our own, Donna Murphy, has already made the move to Nocatee. Well, Dreamfinders Homes is providing you the most affordable way to enjoy all of the amenities and convenience of living in Nocatee. Starting in just the 230s, the Palms at Nocatee Townhomes is over halfway sold out. Visit a model today and get in while you can. Built only by Dreamfinders Homes, it's the Palms Townhomes at Nocatee. Dreamfinders Homes, the mark of a quality home.
Baloo here for Remedy Staffing. If you're looking for a job full of part-time, it's as easy as going to RemedyStaffJax.com. Remember, business owners, if you need to hire, lean on Jacksonville's most trusted. Allow them to do all the work for you. Just go to RemedyStaffJax.com.
The flagship station of the Jaguars, 1010 XL. 92.5 FM.
Men, we hear about low T and hormone replacement, but what's that really mean? As your body gets older, the body changes. Maybe you feel off your game at work or just fatigued. You see increased body fat or lower sex drive. It's frustrating, but it's easily treatable. Call Dr. Anderson at the Performance and Longevity Clinic and get answers. Yes, it's safe. Yes, it works. Schedule your appointment today at 874-5775. Anderson Performance and Longevity Clinic, 874-5775.
Time to head for the airport, but where are you going to park? High Flying Jacko here suggesting you print out a $2 first-time user coupon from usapark.net. There's always a spot for you, and their shuttles run 24-7. usapark.net.
My name is John Funches. I am the manager for conservation and efficiency field services for JEA. Right now, we are experiencing lower than normal rainfall, so JEA and the St. John's River Water Management District are encouraging consumers to conserve water. The most common cause of overwatering is not understanding how to set an irrigation timer. There are a lot of times where customers are actually overwatering in different zones. Once you find out how much water you're consuming, you can challenge yourself to use 10% less.
Find tips for conserving 10% at jea.com/water conservation.
So you want to sell your house? Don't get stuck with a weak agent. Call me, CeCe Underwood, and the Selling with CeCe team, 302-4800. We sell homes for the most money in the shortest time. We give you flexible fees and a no-hassle contract. If you're not happy, fire me. Any price, we sell homes. Pick up your phone and call the Selling with CeCe team now, 302-4800, 302-4800.
Keller Williams, Jacksonville Realty.
All right, everybody up. Come on. Hands in.
Yeah.
Come on, everybody. Let's go out and kick some butt.
Here we go. On three.
92.5 FM. The Duval Ford Heavy Metal Hour on 1010 XL 92.5 FM.
Welcome back, everybody. Heavy Metal Hour, 1010 XL 92.5. Today's show is brought to you by General Truck. And this portion of the Heavy Metal Hour is brought to you by Safari Truck of Jacksonville. Safari specializes in the application of Linex protective coating for truck bedliners and related vehicles. The folks at Safari take pride in their excellent customer service. Their standard line of Linex spray-on bedliners are lab-tested, lifetime guaranteed to protect your truck bed from almost anything you think you can put it through. Here's how. Linex permanently bonds to your truck bed with a factory-like finish that follows every angle, curve, and to preserve precious cargo while creating a watertight seal. No air gaps or drill holes give water a place to hide and rust a chance to take hold. So protect your investment through the toughest bedliner on the planet. Call Safari today and request a quote, or check them out at website safaritruckofjacksonville.com, and don't hesitate to call our friend Eric for any off-the-wall spray-on job.
Bob, I know it's June, but every April is Distracted Driving Awareness Month, and normally we cover that. It's so important. We try to give it a voice, but we had so much on our plate this April with the ALS walk and Model A's and T's, we really gave it no play.
Well, we were distracted.
We absolutely were. You know, I've been moving this one article in my notes from show to show now for 2 months. The title of the article is Pedestrian Death Spike, Distracted Driving and Walking Blamed. I'm going to ask you a question, and I'm going to ask everybody out there the same question. You're driving down the road at 55, 60 miles an hour. If I ask you to close your eyes for 5 seconds, would you do it?
5 seconds is a long time.
It's a long time. Do you know how far you travel?
Even airtime, that's a long time.
Do you know how far you travel at 55 miles an hour in 5 seconds? You travel the length of a football field.
Oh, geez. That's a long time.
And just incrementally, every 5 miles per hour, you know, you're going a long way in 5 seconds. I want to give you some distracted driving stats.
All right. Let's
see. Over 2.5 million people in the U.S. are involved in road accidents every year. The population of the U.S. is just 318.9 million. So do the math. At this rate, the American people could be extinct in two human lifespans. That's an astounding number of accidents. Of these, 1.6 million have a cell phone involved with them. That's 64% of all the road accidents in the United States. Over half the road accidents in the states have cell phones involved. It's crazy. You can't send or receive a text and do it in less than 5 seconds. So you might as well be driving along and close your eyes.
That's the new ad I saw the other day. The guy's driving along, and he's not getting any help from his family because they're all distracted, doing their phones, doing everything. But, he's doing this commercial. Exactly. You know, also the people in the car aren't helping the driver.
There was a break in theaters. I can't remember if it was in Japan or where it was, but they actually – You're at the driver's perspective. You're at the driver's point of view. You're looking out the window, and you're driving along through the mountains, all the beautiful trees on either side. And all of a sudden, at one point in the video, they were able to send a text message to every phone in the building. So everybody's phone went off at the exact same time. They all looked at it, looked down at their phones, and on the screen, the car had an accident.
That's crazy.
It was incredible. And it's just that fast. Over 37,000 people die in automobile crashes every year. 421,000 people are injured in those crashes. And most have a distracted driver. I mean, driver error is
one in four?
Yeah. 11 teenagers a day die in a car accident while texting.
That's crazy.
Crazy statistic here. Texting and driving is 6 times more likely to get you in an accident than drunk driving.
Not that you should.
Yeah, I'm not saying you should go out and get drunk and drive, but or even drink and drive.
Yeah.
But 6 times more likely. And just think about it in terms of what we were just talking about. You literally might as well close your eyes and drive.
That's crazy if you think about it in that respect. Yeah, even having dead air as much as I do, it's on the radio. It's crazy having that much, 5 seconds. That's a long time.
Here's another stat. It takes an average of 3 seconds after a driver's mind is taken off the road for any road accident to occur. So, I mean, wow. Not only do you have the time that you're not looking at the road for something to happen, reaction, making it 10 times more possible for that to happen, you've got a buffer zone on either side when you're going away from your attention span to when you're bringing it back into focus.
That's crazy.
It's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
I was looking at a AAA statistic, and this was not too long ago. I think we're on Apple, getting ready to move to Apple's OS 11, the operating system for smartphones.
Yeah.
But this was back during the 7 version, which they come out so often. I don't know how long ago that was. It might have been 3 years ago. But the voice command module on the Apple iPhone is called Siri.
Okay.
And that was at the very top of the list for distraction. Now, you would think since you're able to look at the road and talk to your phone and tell it to send a text that you would be safer.
Yeah.
Not true. Not true at all. Hands-free is not necessarily risk-free.
Yeah. And I know that's at least one of the avenues of thought that is behind Ford. The idea is that, okay, we can at least try and just have less distraction and at least do it by talking. And one of the ideas on the steering wheel that we have with Ford, since you are used to holding your, you know, and doing digits with your thumb on your cell phone, well, the idea is to use your thumb and your digits to have certain controls on your steering wheel. So they do try to make it at least somewhat less distracting.
Well, it is less distracting, but anything that you do while you're driving.
Other than driving.
Right. Have you ever ridden a motorcycle?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you be as relaxed riding a motorcycle as you would driving a car?
Probably not.
Flying a plane? Yeah. You ever flown a plane?
Nope, I haven't done that.
I have 14 hours, and it's you never take your eyes off. So it's basically the same in the car. You know, the brain toggles really quickly between tasks, but it's hard to multitask. And when you're multitask while you're driving, it's not a good idea.
Yeah.
The activity in the area of the brain that processes moving images decreases by up to 1/3 while listening or talking on the phone. And I know you've seen this.
Yeah.
You're driving behind somebody and the speed limit's 45 miles an hour and they're going 35.
Yeah.
You can't see them, but when you're able to get around them or they turn, you can see they've got a cell phone up to their ear.
Well, a lot of times if I'm making trips or going to different places on a long period of time, my wife and I will be listening to books on tape. And I don't know how many times I've been doing that, listening to a book on tape and miss a turn. You know, it's like, oh, there's the exit and have to do a U-turn or but I naturally, when traffic gets kind of busy, things around, we do turn it off or if we have a conversation because I can't do them both. So,
well, to that point, drivers looking out the windshield can miss seeing up to 50% of what's around them when talking on a cell phone.
Jeez, that's amazing.
It's the multitasking thing.
Yeah.
You know, you think you're capable of it. In fact, I think there was a study that all the people that admitted, yes, I text and drive, or yes, I hold my cell phone up to my ear while I'm driving, 50% of those people are convinced that they can do it safely.
Yeah, convinced.
And, you know, it actually takes longer to dial a number if you're not using voice command than it does to send a text, to send a coded text.
Yeah. Because I think of that sometimes. I'm just trying to make a phone call. I'm not texting. It's the same thing.
Well, there are three types of driving distractions. There's a visual distraction. That's taking your eyes off the road.
Right.
A manual distraction, taking your eyes off the road. And then there's the cognitive distraction, taking your mind off what you're doing.
Yeah.
Texting or dialing involves all three of those.
Oh, wow.
That's and, you crazy. Know, I never thought about it. I've probably listened to over 200 books on tape in the last 7 to 10 years.
Yeah.
And I don't remember missing a turn, but I bet I have.
Yeah. Oh, I've, you know, it's funny because keeping that in mind, how much of our development as humans have we been moving towards fewer and fewer attention or less and less attention span? You know, we talk about that for kids. We've been saying that for years. So there are things that we are going to have to find and develop and as a solution. So this is something that's probably going to be under studies and in federal studies right now. So that's the next step. What are the solutions for distracted driving?
Here's one solution. Going back to Siri, Apple and their new – let me see if I can find this real quick. Apple and their new software, their OS 11, is has a new feature that is called Do Not Disturb While Driving. It does exactly what you would expect. No alerts will appear on your iPhone screen while you're driving. It uses either Bluetooth or Wi-Fi Doppler to determine how fast you're moving with the GPS and the phone. And it just gives you a blank screen. And there's no tone or anything, but it will respond to the person texting you and saying, I'm driving.
Yeah.
So it's automatically letting that person know. The bad thing about it is it will give you a prompt that you can tell it you're a passenger. So there's always a flaw in the system. I think it has to be absolute.
Yeah.
I think you have to.
Well, even when you jump into the Fords and you have the sync system, you are able to put on there. Do not disturb. So you can actually not so much turn your phone off, but turn off the communication of it. So we do have that in the Ford.
I have sync in my Explorer, and I think I'm more in control than if I'm telling Siri to call my wife.
Right.
But I'm probably not. I mean, again, you're still multitasking. Yesterday afternoon, on Friday afternoons, I have about 2 hours of real quiet in the office from 4 to 6. And yesterday I was doing some prep for this show.
Yeah.
And I started watching some of the videos on the results of distracted driving. I watched one video that was shot from the dash cam of a Kansas State trooper watching a girl drift out of her lane and hit him head on.
Oh, my God.
Fortunately,
yeah,
he had slowed to 9 miles an hour, and so it wasn't a really bad crash. But she was playing with her dog, which completely took her eyes. She looked up just in time to see him. But some of the videos that I watched yesterday were so sad and so scary that when 6 o'clock rolled around, I really didn't want to go out and get in my car.
That's crazy.
And I always get up early on Saturday to do some of this prep too, and kind of get my thoughts organized, and I found myself right back into those videos again this morning. And I really wish that they were required viewing for everybody. I know there's a lot of advocacy for the distracted driving. And if you look at it, it was like when we had our ALS show, we were asking Dr. Deb Carmen and the president of the society, were you involved before you were involved? I mean, before somebody in your family had an issue, or a friend or somebody that you knew, did you have any awareness of ALS? And the answer from all of them was no.
No. Yep.
And it's the same thing. If you look at all the advocates that are making these videos that are really, I mean, they're heartrending.
Yeah.
They were never involved until they were involved. They're part of the 50%. One of them that I was watching, the mom sent the text to her daughter that caused her accident. Absolutely beautiful girl. She survived the accident, but she was maimed. I mean, she'll never be the same. She was given her testimonial, and she's got some pretty severe handicaps from it. So it's like, come on, we gotta fix this.
Absolutely.
We're gonna go to break. We're gonna have Magic Mike Murdoch on the line when we come back from Big Number One Duval Ford over on Cassett Avenue. Tell us all the exciting things going on over there, and we've got some more distracted driving facts I want to hand out before the show's over. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The station that's not afraid to trade a little paint. 1010XL. Get your adrenaline rush this Sunday at Michigan International Speedway.
Brought to you by JTEC, driving futures forward.
Jacksonville's NASCAR station. 1010XL.
This is the sound of George getting his butt kicked in squash for the 10th straight time. But after working with our wellness coaches to get back into shape, losing never felt so good.
Woo! 11-0.
Aetna, you don't join us, we join you. Find out more at aetnawejoinyou.com.
Firehouse Subs has some big news, and boy is it small. Now you can get the big taste of any of our 10 specialty subs in a new flavor pack small size, starting at just $3.99. Choose from Firehouse Subs classics like the Hook and Ladder with smoked turkey, Virginia honey ham, and melted Monterey Jack, or the famous Firehouse Meatball with melted provolone and zesty marinara. And each small sub has under 500 calories. Small subs, big flavor, starting at just $3.99. Now that is a big deal.
Hey guys, my name is Cassie Dercola, firefighter from Atlanta, Georgia, reminding you that now a portion of every single Firehouse Subs purchase goes towards providing life-saving equipment for first responders, so even their new small subs can make a big difference.
Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen. Firehouse of America will donate 0.13% of your purchases in 2017 at all U.S. locations to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation with a minimum donation of $1 million. For full details, visit firehousesubs.com.
Whatever you do, don't buy a diamond in Jacksonville until you shop Global Diamonds. Global Diamonds announces our most aggressive pricing policy ever. We guarantee, absolutely guarantee, to beat the price on any diamond you find in Jacksonville, period. Even if we have to sell at a loss, we will give you a better price on a comparable diamond. So go ahead, shop around at the old-fashioned stores, but don't buy until you see how much of a better price you can get at Global Diamonds. Global Diamonds, Jacksonville's direct diamond importer, and the only store here owned by a major diamond cutter and wholesaler. No middleman, low margins, rock bottom prices. And at Global, we have in stock one of America's largest selections of hand-selected GIA certified diamonds. Every shape, every size, and we guarantee the best value, period. End of story. Come and discover the store that's making the old-fashioned jewelry store obsolete in Jacksonville. With more selection, higher quality, and an ironclad lowest price guarantee. Global Diamonds. This is where Jacksonville gets engaged. At the Markets at Town Center between West Marine and REI.
Home of the Jacksonville Jaguars, 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
Calling all dads. Edwin Watts Golf Shops knows what you really want for Father's Day. New golf gear. Pick up the Bushnell Tour V4 Shift, Pro X2, or the Neo Ion GPS Watch. Now each $50 off. And score two dozen Wilson Duo golf balls for just $30. Try the hottest drivers on the market like the TaylorMade M1 and M2 or the Callaway Epic. Hard to shop for, Dad? Gift cards are available in any amount. And if your gift isn't up to par, you'll have 90 days to exchange it. Edwin Watts has you covered, Dad.
Blue here for State Farm. That is correct. I have switched my insurance over to Russ Voorhis. Why? Well, I've known Russ forever. He's a lifelong Jacksonville resident. He's been with State Farm since 1997. They are the largest when it comes to auto and home insurance. You know what? He's not going to deal with you from a sales perspective. He's going to do from an educational one. Understand your policies. Call Russ Voorhis today, 276-9535, 276-9535.
Jeff Prosser here. This month, the World Golf Hall of Fame wants to see you challenge me on the King and Bear course at the World Golf Hall of Fame Golf Simulator. You'll have a chance to win huge prizes. Visit the Hall of Fame in June and ask about the Meet Prosser Challenge. You'll be entered to win Hall of Fame gear, IMAX tickets, a round of golf at Slammer and Squire, and more. Beat the heat and try the Prosser Golf Simulator Challenge this June. For the full prize list and contest rules, visit worldgolfhalloffame.org/beatprosser.
I need you to lead this team.
It's always football season on Jacksonville's football station.
I am QB.
Just lock your radio on 1010XL to get your year-round football fix.
That's football.
The Duval Ford Heavy Metal Hour on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
Welcome back, everybody. Listen to the Heavy Metal Hour on 1010XL. Today's show is brought to you by General Truck. This portion of the Heavy Metal Hour is brought to you by the Duval Ford Parts Department. where all your OEM Ford Motorcraft parts come with a 2-year unlimited mileage warranty. So whether you're looking for an original equipment part or a high-quality vehicle-specific replacement part for a Ford, Duval Ford has you covered. Every part we offer comes recommended by Ford Motor Company and features the trusted, genuine parts or Motorcraft brand name. So stop by and see Heavy Metal gang member Eric Parts His Parts Rakers. He and his amazing staff will provide you with unbeatable service on all your parts needs.
Parts is parts.
Roll it, Gib.
Magic,
bum, bum,
you know,
bum, bum.
Never believe it's not so, it's magic, you know,
bum, bum. Never believe it's not so.
Yeah,
you are not, you are not 3 seconds behind, but I think you're distracted talking.
Singing.
Me? I'm distracted.
Boom, boom, boom.
Actually, I love the boom, boom, boom. So
yeah, really I like good. That too.
Mike, how are you?
Johnny, I'm great. How are you doing?
Good. Happy Father's Day, sir.
Happy Father's Day. I wanted to wish the great Wizardo happy Father's Day and Big Will. Is it only you two in the studio today?
That's it. And Gib.
And the Gibber.
And the Gibber. Happy Father's Day to everybody out in Duval Ford land and all the fathers out there. We got some great specials going on at Big Number One Duval Ford. And normally the fathers are coming in trying to take care of their spouses and their kids, making sure they get nice vehicles and reliable transportation. So take care of your dad this weekend. We've got increased specials, some new changes on June 15th for Father's Day. They just announced 0% on the Focus and the Fiesta, plus the rebates. And on the SUVs, the Ford Edge and Ford Explorer have 0% plus rebates. So you're looking at payments on a brand-new 2017 Ford car, Fiesta, Fusion, Focus in the 149 to 199 range. On the SUVs now with 0% rebates, you can get down in the 279 to 299 area. And I would say to most our dads and fathers out there, they're coming in wanting a new F-150 or a new Super Duty. So great specials this weekend for Father's Day and for everybody out there on F-Series trucks. Still the number one selling truck in the land. And we have the biggest, baddest selection at Big Number One Duval Ford on 1616 Cassett Avenue. So you're talking savings up to $12,000 to $13,000. And payment-wise, that puts you in a budget of a $399 to $499 payment. So you can't beat that. So definitely come in and check out. Test drive a new vehicle today, and we'll take care of you. Still, it's Military Appreciation Month, so also shout out and thanks again to our military personnel and our first responders. You can come in, take advantage of the Father's Day savings, and also the military rebate or a first responder rebate if you qualify. So all those programs can be used together, and we'll be here until 8 p.m. tonight, and the military programs are going to run through the end of the month. So
hey,
Mike,
don't we have a college grad program, too?
Yes, and they still have the new program.
The Flex
program? It's
flex
temporary. Fund? Well, the regular college program was a $500 rebate for college students or graduates, if you're a graduate. The new program that just came out, you still get your college rebate. If you've recently graduated, I believe it's within the last 18 to 24 months, if I'm not mistaken, or if you're currently enrolled. And you can also qualify for special financing with Ford Credit. So for college graduates, just bring in a copy of your diploma, and you get special pre-approval and low interest rates on your first new vehicle. So pick it out. We'll show you how the program works. And also the other great program through Ford Credit on pre-owned vehicles. We have the largest selection in the land on pre-owned vehicles, starting at $3,000 or $4,000 and up. But with Ford's certified pre-owned program, you can get the savings on a pre-owned vehicle and still get all the benefits of buying a new vehicle. So people always ask us, you know, can I get new car rate financing on a pre-owned vehicle? With Ford's certified pre-owned program, the car has gone through 172-point inspection. It has extended warranties included at no charge. So the bumper-to-bumper warranties increased, your powertrain warranties increased, and special rates right now from Ford Credit starting at 1.9%. So take advantage of Ford Certified Pre-Owned Program and come and take a look at those vehicles as well. But all of them are available at DuvalFord.com. So you can browse the site, go online, get pre-approved, or it's still beautiful. We haven't had any thunderstorms yet, so make it out today. Come by and see us and test drive a vehicle and pick out what you like, and we're here to help.
We probably never had this much inventory in history either, have we, Mike? You know, parking lot was supposed to be ready, and originally it was in June. So we've got 5.5 acres worth of inventory spread all over the west side.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Look for the big 5.5 acre dirt lot on Cassett Avenue. And then you'll see the white building, the big white building behind there. That's where we are. So, yes, we have vehicles in our cul-de-sac, behind our building, on a couple other overflow lots. But if Ford builds it, we have it in stock. And
we've probably got the color and trim you want, too.
Exactly.
It's that magic time of year. That's all there is to it. You know, Mike, I also do the selling on the commercial and fleet side. And, you know, I really like this time of the year because I have to double check all my work because some of the rebates are better now at this time of the year than it is for all my commercial and fleet customers. So it's like there's no telling what the discounts are going to be because they're so huge right now.
Yeah, with the other programs, because you have Ford's X-Plan or company pricing, we've talked about that on the show, but right now it's huge. If you can get 0% and you're still getting $4,000 to $6,000 in incentives, that's crazy. And yeah, we still have some 2016 models on clearance. I was working up a truck deal for a customer yesterday on F-150. It was $13,000, a truck that's normally $43,000, brand new F-150 for $29,000.
And, that's crazy.
And that's loaded. That's not a base work truck. We're talking an XLT package loaded with a rear view camera, Bluetooth, all the bells and whistles, power seats.
Sync.
So, yes, it is a great time of year, like you said, and we have to double check our work every day. Make sure everybody's getting the best savings and the best deals at Duval Ford.
Thank you, sir. That's a beautiful thing. I just love this time of year, I swear.
It's beautiful, and both of you gentlemen are very beautiful, and we will be available until 8 p.m., so I'm going to get back to work.
We're as beautiful as anything south of the Mississippi, right?
There you go.
Right. South of the Mississippi, we're the best Ford dealer out there.
All right.
And also this weekend for Father's Day, east of the Mississippi, but come by and see Magic Mike or Jose and the gang, Will, Chris, all our great sales personnel. We've got 30 to 40 individuals standing by to make sure we attend to you, get you all the discounts, and hopefully you'll see with the way we do business, there's no haggle or hassle. You're not going to be there 3 or 4 hours. In fact, you can read some of the reviews online. Had a great comment the other day. A customer said, man, I never thought I could purchase a car and have everything happen in 15 or 20 minutes. So definitely all the pain you go through at a lot of other places. Most people say it's like going to the dentist. Hopefully at Duval Ford, you'll feel like your family and you'll actually enjoy the experience and have fun. So even if you're not in the market and you're not buying today, that's no problem. Come in and check out what you'll be getting soon and test drive it, get the information. No, like I said, no hassle, no pressure. You can do your research at the dealership and get all the info you need to make the best decision for you and your family. So that's all I got. I'm going to get back to work. Brothers, but happy Father's Day. Go Gators. Go BYU. Roll Tide. And I didn't say it last week, but so I forget the Jags should have a great season this year.
There you go.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
All right. See you. Take care.
Hold the fort. We'll be there in a little bit. You going in?
No.
I'm going in.
I'm going east.
I got a request from the general. General Tackett has asked me.
Too tall.
To stop by. All right, listen, we're talking about distracted driving, and I want to make an appeal to all you parents out there. You know, my kids are grown, and I've got teenage grandchildren now, but I want to appeal to you to type in, go to Google and type in distracted driving, go to Bing, whatever, just type it in and look at some of the videos and make the kids watch the videos with you. It'll drive it home a whole lot easier than just talking about it. And I feel like that's kind of what we're doing here is just talking about it. You know, we'll throw out these stats like the average speed's 55 miles an hour. Taking the time to read a text means you're going to drive the length of a football field, and that's a long way.
Yeah.
That's a lot. A lot can happen. And some of these videos are simulations which will show you how that can happen. And it shows you the results of what you've it just shows you that it's not worth the time that you take. And I know that there are kids out there. I know some young adults that, they're like two-thumb typing on there, and they're going faster than I can type on a typewriter. And they don't pay attention.
Yeah.
And you see it all the time on the road. But anyhow, you and your kids sit down and watch some of these videos. Here's some more stats. When you're texting and driving, the time you spend with your eyes off the road increases by 400%. That's four times that you're worse than just what nature will throw at you. The chances of a crash because of any reason is increased by 23 times when you're texting. And even if the crash is the other driver's fault, I mean, somebody turned in front of you, you might have had a chance to avoid it, but you're certainly not even going to see it if you're not looking at the road. Every day, 11 teenagers in the United States die because they were texting and driving. One of the videos I watched was showing a state trooper walk back through one of the tragedies that he had to witness and write up. And they were even showing – and here's another thing. All these things are documented. When you text on the phone company has those records.
Oh, yeah. And it's on your cell phone, too. It's
94% of teenagers understand the consequences of texting and driving, but 35% admit that they do it anyway. And it's almost the same stats for adults. 82% of American teenagers own a cell phone, and they're all using it. I mean, how many times have you seen pictures of – they're funny when you think about it, but they're not funny when you think of the consequences. You look at a Thanksgiving day and everybody's sitting around the table, and they're not looking at the turkey and they're not looking at the dressing. They're all on their cell phones. One of these videos, we were talking about a young lady who lost her life texting and driving, and her friend said she couldn't do without it. I mean, that she was constantly. I mean, literally, if she lost her phone, she would lose her mind. She was constantly texting. Doing that all the time. And it's hard not to do that when you're in the car. But here's another thing. If you kill somebody that's not you while you're texting and driving, you could be charged with murder.
And more than that, how do you live with it?
Yeah. So.
Yeah. You know, we talked about something a couple of weeks ago, and that was me being a bad driver. I think autonomous vehicles driving themselves could help with a solution.
Yeah, big time. We're going to go to break now. You're listening to the Heavy Metal Hour on 1010 XL 92.5. We'll be right back.
Get your golf weekend started early during Brunch with the Tour, Wednesday morning at 9.
Tournament winning shot, surely.
Tour news, tips, and inside info.
Well, that should be enough to do it.
Brought to you by TPC Sawgrass and World Golf Hall of Fame on 1010XL.
Cancer-free. This mission has driven UF Health Proton Therapy Institute since opening in Jacksonville 10 years ago. With proton therapy, we deliver the most advanced radiation treatment available, destroying cancer with minimal to no lasting side effects. That's why thousands have chosen UF Health Proton Therapy Institute. It's harder on cancer and easier on you, so you can live life to the fullest. Find out if proton therapy is right for you at floridaproton.org.
I'm Craig Morgan. Everyone knows that Mother Nature is my playground. And when I hit the trail, I drive hard. And Mother Nature, she hits back even harder. Line-X protects my vehicle inside and out with the toughest and most durable protective coatings and accessories on the market today, guaranteed to withstand even the harshest of elements. I've learned that anything worth protecting is worth overprotecting, because when protection matters most, I Line-X it. Ask for it by name.
Wizard here. Go see our friend Eric Kronforst at Safari Truck for all your Line-X needs.
It's back.
bigger and more delicious than ever. It's the Taste of Golf, the culinary event of the year, showcasing the very best chefs from the top private clubs and resorts in North Florida.
Enjoy great food, live music, and a silent auction at the beautiful TPC Sawgrass Clubhouse.
Thursday, June 29th. Proceeds benefit the children of the First Tee of North Florida.
Get tickets at tasteofgolf.com. So eat, bid, and dance to benefit the kids of the First Tee of North Florida. Get your tickets at tasteofgolf.com.
The Drill. Mornings on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
One of the newer areas of personal injury law that we specialize in here at Farrah & Farrah involves an injury called mild traumatic brain injury. This injury often occurs during an accident, and often the injured doesn't even lose consciousness. But the injury is real, and the symptoms are debilitating. We're talking about memory loss, the inability to focus, and personality changes. And very often the MRI or CAT scan come back normal, but the symptoms are still there. So we bring in a neuropsychologist who does other tests that will prove that this condition exists. We are working hard in this very important area of personal injury law, and we are finding that even relatively minor accidents can result in a mild traumatic brain injury, which is anything but mild. So don't wait. Go to farrahandfarrah.com to learn more about traumatic brain injuries or call us at 396-5555, Jacksonville.
Men, we hear about low T and hormone replacement, but what's that really mean? As your body gets older, the body changes. Maybe you feel off your game at work or just fatigued. You see increased body fat or lower sex drive. It's frustrating, but it's easily treatable. Call Dr. Anderson at the Performance and Longevity Clinic and get answers. Yes, it's safe. Yes, it works. Schedule your appointment today at 874-5775. Anderson Performance and Longevity Clinic, 874-5775.
Got some property to take care of? Let Kubota help you out. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and diesel utility vehicles, Kubota has the equipment to help get your work done. With a variety of tractors and a range of horsepower options, Kubota delivers the efficiency, power, and comfort down to the light construction, landscaping, and chores on the farm. Take on your toughest jobs with a Kubota. See your local dealer today. Visit McClenny Equipment and Tractor in McClenny.
Hi, this is Joe and Liz Butler from Black Creek Outfitters.
For the past 30 years, we have been your locally owned outdoor store,
selling products from Patagonia, Outdoor Research, and Yakima.
We hope to go another 30.
So now, when you shop locally at Black Creek, you get the best price we can find on the internet.
We call it locally shown pricing.
When you come in, our staff will scan the internet for the best price, which is what you will pay at Black Creek.
You can shop locally knowing you are getting the best service and the best price.
Black Creek Outfitters, owned and operated by the Butler family since 1983.
I only want winners.
Who really wants to win?
Who's a winner? I said, who's a winner?
1010XL.
I want winners.
92.5 FM.
Winning feels good. I really like winning.
The Duval Ford Heavy Metal Hour on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
Welcome back, everybody. We've been talking about distracted driving. Big Wheel was asking me in the break. Let's talk about solutions. I'm gonna tell you the easiest solution. Texting and driving is stupid. You know, it's dumb. Forgive me for being so harsh here, but only selfish idiots text and drive. There's no argument that can be made for texting and driving. You can't help yourself. Turn your phone off. Lock it in your glove box. That's the real solution, but since we're human beings and technology doesn't seem to be going away with regard to smartphones, what can technology do? I read some articles, pros and cons, on technology, and the technology that that can maybe help us with the distracted solutions. Driving also creates some of the same problems. What are your thoughts? I mean, you're just as distracted looking over at your 8-inch screen to hit a button or do something if you're not using voice command. I mean, the same thing as texting. You're taking your eyes off the road.
I mean, we can go as far back as to watching what was that, Chevy Chase in Vacation? Some of the clips from that movie. But the idea, even way back then and further back, was when there were two people in the vehicle, you know, one was the driver, one was the navigator. So in some respects, yeah, it took two people. So when you do rely on your navigator or somebody next to you, I mean, maybe that's part of it too. Hey, can you tell, you know, maybe that's the question.
So maybe
can you text somebody for me?
Maybe the car becomes the passenger.
Exactly.
Most texting and driving accidents are solo.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, you're in the car by yourself, and if somebody's in the car with you, you're more likely to have a conversation or.
Right. You know, there is still the autonomous factor. You know, you brought up in one of our shows a good number of months ago the different levels of autonomous driving that cars have, everything from cruise control, you know, and the different levels that go all the way up to driving them by themselves and steering and everything else. Maybe that's just, you know, an intermediate level of helping us deal with technology, is helping us be better drivers on the road because of technology. So.
Well, when you consider that you're 6 times more likely to have an accident texting than you are driving drunk, you need to find a solution for yourself. But again, moms and dads, I appeal to you, sit down with your kids, go to distracted driving on Google and look at some of these videos. I mean, just hit the video button across the top, and there are literally dozens of them. There's so many advocates out there. I mean, it all started with MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and now there's organizations galore that are doing it, individuals that are traveling the country appealing to parents and adults, you know.
Right. Societies all over the U.S., and studies, too. Government studies, there's all types of things going on for either outreach to not text and drive or to see if we can find the social solution for what it is.
Well, autonomous driving may be part of that solution. We certainly have a lot of the parts in place for that. There's certainly billions of dollars being spent there, but there's always Uber.
Yeah.
And Lyft. I mean, if you've got to play with your phone and while you're driving, let somebody else drive you.
Yeah.
Don't do it. I mean, if you're going to drink and drive, call a taxi.
Exactly. You know,
just don't do it. It's not worth it. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Happy Father's Day to everybody. You've been listening to the Heavy Metal Hour on 1010XL 92.5. We'll be back 11 a.m. next Saturday.
Yep.
In the meantime,
and Have a Father's
safe
Day.
Father's safe Day week. And a safe week. And we'll see you soon. We'll talk to you soon.